All right, welcome back. Crunch Time 95.3, The Score. It is the Tuesday edition. And the way we wrap Crunch Time on a Tuesday is, well, we kind of wonder aloud. It's called, What Are You Doing? And we'll let Nick lead off.
And first, we begin with fitness is back and ready for more. So what are you going to do about it? Improving your health and fitness starts with strengthening your home gym with weights, cardio, resistance, and other fitness equipment. Fitness Equipment of Eugene is proud to be the area's leading provider of premier fitness equipment sales and service. The showroom is open 6 days a week, so you can give your next piece of equipment a test, then have it delivered and installed in no time. So what are you doing sitting there? Get up and head to Fitness Equipment of Eugene at 2080 West 7th Place and Equip Your Fit, and also online at fitnessequipmenteugene.com. I begin asking Dan Shaughnessy, I ask,
What are you doing?
Today might as well be National Krusty Curmudgeon Day in baseball. Every member of the Baseball Writers Association of America gets on their soapbox and whines and complains that the other BWAA voters and why they're less or more curmudgeon-y than everybody else. The oldest and curmudgiest of them might be Dan Shaughnessy. Dan's Hall of Fame vote looks like the following. Mariano Rivera. And that's it. Look, Rivera is one of the best closers and pitchers in baseball. He was a monster in the postseason, and something like more people have walked on the moon than scored an earned run on Rivera, and he's a Hall of Fame-worthy player. He just got into the Hall of Fame, but he's not the only one that's worthy of getting your Hall of Fame vote this year. Shaughnessy wrote in the Boston Globe all about how Harold Baines being in the Hall ruined it for him, like any righteous old baseball curmudgeon would, and then he decided that this would mean even less people are going to get in now, and he's going to vote for even less people going forward. There are way more than just one player that is worthy of being in the Hall of Fame every year, and by your own admission, Baines did ruin it, but exercise your right to vote for all 10 people you can and put more people in. You are a part of the solution to the problem that you said exists, and you're not doing anything to make it better. Stop making this vote about you, you crusty curmudgeon, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Saints fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
I get it's gut-wrenching. You've been to one Super Bowl ever, and now you get bounced like this after last year. And there's no question the non-PI call will go down in the annals. But seriously, how in the name of Drew Pearson against Nate Wright can a professional official blow that? But you file legal action? You hire some dunderhead lawyer who's bringing a civil suit on behalf of season ticket holders to make the right call, then bring both teams back to replay the end of the game. Can anybody sue Sean Payton for not running the ball and forcing LA to burn their last time out? Can we sue Mike Westhoff, the special teams coach, for getting duped on the Rams' fake punt? No? Well, then get over it. You lost, not the refs, as we asked.
What are you doing?
Speaking of Sean Payton, to Sean Payton, I asked.
What are you doing?
What are you doing not running the ball? Your future Hall of Fame quarterback has the chance to get his, yours, and the Saints' ever second Super Bowl after completing a 43-yard pass downfield. And side note, what are you doing to the Rams' DBs going for the interception on that play when playing the ball, you could have just knocked it down and the Saints would have been in even more of a panic, but whatever, good work. 43-yard pass, you're down to the 13-yard line, a minute 58 to go. So what does the ingenious Sean Payton do? He calls not one, but two passing plays, and after one of which, the Saints used one of their own timeouts, and they were both incompletions. What the hell are you doing? The Rams have two timeouts. What do? You run the ball three times. Maybe you get a first down. Mark Ingram, 30 yards on six carries, running behind the right side of the line. He's not even on the field, and again, it just kills off the clock. It kills off the Rams' timeouts, making their shot of a comeback even smaller, and the Will Lutz field goal that's already a 31-yard chip shot is even closer. Instead, you get cute. You give the Rams two free clop stops. You cried about the officiating because of a situation that you should have never put your team in. Have some respect for yourself, your fans, and your team, and admit you messed the play calling up late in that game, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Well, to baseball's modern era voters, I ask.
What are you doing?
I want to thank you for ruining this day. As a lifelong fan, I'm always riveted about who gets the Hall call, who's got to wait another year. But now, because of clowns like Jerry Reinsdorf and Tony La Russa, it's all meaningless. Edgar Martinez, I always argued against. Now, hell, if Baines is in, he's not half the player Edgar was. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, the Juicers, always argued there's no place in Cooperstown for the cheaters. La Russa's in. No manager benefited more from the Peds patrol, but Seelig is in. He and his fellow owners absolutely cashed in on the steroid era, so why leave these two guys out? Rivera, Halliday, McGriff, Larry Walker, Schilling, Mike Mussina, all more accomplished than Baines. Just open the door, let him in, then get everybody out and burn the place to the ground and start all over, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To overtime rule complainers, I ask.
What are you doing?
Please stop complaining that overtime rules are unfair. They're fine. They're not perfect, but and they don't need to get an overhaul. Deep down, you don't want overtime rule changes. You want more good football. These complainers have to realize that these overtime rules are going to go into effect in the regular season, too. You guys remember the regular season, right? That's where quarterbacks like Blake Bortles, Case Keenum, Nick Mullins, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Nathan Peterman all play in regularly. Those bad quarterbacks don't deserve a second shot in overtime. To be honest, they don't deserve shots in regulation to begin with. What you wanted, and what we all wanted, was that Patriots-Chiefs game to keep going on forever, or at least until the Patriots lost. Yes, I know this modified sudden death isn't perfect. Too much of it all comes down to the flip of a coin to determine a winner. Maybe that's worth changing, but please don't keep pushing for more overtime changes that it's going to make bad games go on forever because you wanted a good game to keep going, as I ask.
What are you doing?
To Detroit Tiger first baseman Miguel Cabrera, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know, Patrick Ewing once infamously said, "We make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money." Well, Cabrera's now got to fork over some cabbage because he couldn't keep it in his pants. A judge in Florida ordered he paid his ex-mistress $20,000 a month in child support and pay off her nearly $1 million mansion by July. And sure, he's in the midst of a contract that pays him $240 million, but check the wording. Not his ex-wife, not even his current mistress, but an ex-mistress. Mistress, because it's so much better to have a current wife and current mistress. And my favorite in this kind of case, he also has to pay her lawyer fees. And the two kids, now aged 3 and 6, here's what's written into this deal. They have to get vacations equal to the children he has with his marital wife, plus annual passes to Disney World, Universal Studios, and SeaWorld.
Wow.
You can't make this stuff up. Miguel Cabrera, I know you can afford it, and maybe this is cold, but this is funny as hell, as we ask.
What are you doing?